Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Good morning across the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Wednesday, hump day, the 8th of March, 2023. Glad to have you along with us on this middle of the week broadcast, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. The sun is out, Mr. Zommers. I know you don't have a window yet. By the way, I dropped off the younger help dropped off. I had lunch with the youngest godson Jason and his dad Kurt yesterday at the airport. I shouldn't say this because I don't want to give it away. But there's a great restaurant on the opposite side of the Dane County Regional Airport if you're in Madison, and I believe it's called Pat's Cafe. It's in the Truax Terminal, which is like the private terminal for the Lear jets, but also for the military over there. But there's a restaurant that anybody could go to, and it's fantastic. We actually saw an F-16 land while we were having lunch yesterday, and you can watch the planes land and take off. It's really cool. So, knowing my youngest godson's affection for aviation, we chose that restaurant and had lunch over there. It was fantastic. A little tough to say goodbye to Jason, but more happiness and excitement for him as he flew out to Seattle last night and was dutiful and kind enough to text his parents and myself and let us know that he got there late last night and wheels down and is starting his new career with Department of the Navy out there in Bremerton, a suburb of Seattle. So happy for him and happy that he got out there safe and sound. But anyway, that's what we did. That's what I did yesterday. And then spent kind of the rest of the afternoon kind of going through and combing through stories for today. And coming up a little bit later, going to be talking about from our Florida office, as it were, the national debt ceiling. And Elizabeth Warren. This is a story that we've kind of forgotten about, I think, for a while and haven't talked about. But it's a story that's important nonetheless that we're going to talk about, ask your calls, or ask for your input a little bit later on this afternoon. But it's a great story that I think that we should be talking more about. So we'll take your calls this afternoon, that and more. We'll find out what's on Mr. Zommer's mind maybe a little bit later. Enjoy a little bite of something to eat over there, Mr. Zommers.
Yeah, I have a granola bar.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Good for you. But anyway, where I was going with all that story is that we were out. It was a beautiful day yesterday. And so afterwards, I didn't want to come back here. I was just kind of like, you know, a little bit of separation anxiety. And I'm not even the actual parent, you understand. I'm just the goofy godfather. But I stopped down yesterday at the new Civic Media Studios downtown on State Street. And let me tell you, Mr. Zommers, you're going to be so happy. You have a great big, huge window overlooking State Street. We have a great big, huge window between our two rooms. We can look at each other without a camera. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, I saw it somewhat recently, too. Mm. And I'm very much looking forward to using that space.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Also, having a production booth that is less than 80 degrees.
The temperature gets a little warm over there in the production engineering area, yeah, Mr. Zommers.
It's not always 80. Sometimes it's only 75.
Well, Corey is doing a great job down there. Let me tell you, Corey and Brian Kelly.
Oh, yes.
Corey and Brian are just doing yeoman's work down there. It is going to be fantastic. Might be a few weeks yet before we get into there, month or two. We don't know yet, but they're going to do it right and going to be very exciting when we get down there in the new studios. Anyway, the point of that whole big long story is I know that you cannot see outside, and I get these beautiful windows every day, and the sun is out here in Madison right now. It looks like a little windy, but the sun is out. But this is, if you want to see some sun, enjoy it today, because for most of the state, big storm system coming in here in the next day or so. Checking the weather forecast for you, courtesy of the National Weather Service and Weatherology, our forecaster, meteorologist Kara Foster, saying, if you're living in Richland Center, southwest part of the state, you want to prepare today because the Richland Center area, Richland County, Southwest Wisconsin, under a winter storm watch beginning at noon tomorrow and going through Friday morning at 6 a.m. Today, just cloudy, a high of 44, sun might peek out here and there. And then for tonight, cloudy, a slight chance of snow late in the night, maybe early in the morning, a low of 30. Then for tomorrow, the snow will begin and last throughout the day, an actual high of 38. So it's going to be that wet, heavy snow, and then the snow will continue through Thursday night. By the time all is said and done on Friday morning in the Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin area, could be anywhere from 5 to 11 inches of snow. And I know that's a wide swath. They're so uncertain exactly where the storm is going to track yet. But just be, I mean, certainly Southwest Wisconsin is going to get something. It could be quite a bit. So just be prepared for that. Up in Wausau, WXCO, Bull Falls Radio, not quite as bad in terms of snowfall. Today, mostly cloudy, a high of 37. Tonight, a low of 25 in clouds. Tomorrow, Thursday, cloudy in the morning. Then in the afternoon, maybe late afternoon, some snow coming in, a high of 35 in Wausau tomorrow. Thursday night, that snow takes over, only about 3 inches or so, maybe 4 locally in the high end, but not quite as much snow with the storm in the Wausau area. Then over at the beautiful Amory, WLAK, Lake Air Radio. Today, it looks like cloudy skies in the morning. In the afternoon, 20% chance of a snow flurry, but just enough to kind of track a cat, have a sprinkling, a dusting of snow, a high of 35 tonight. Slight chance of snow, a low of 26, and then tomorrow, Thursday, mostly cloudy. Maybe an inch or so of snow at a high of 35, and Thursday night, a low of 22. Back with more after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 10:15 on a Wednesday morning. It is the 8th of March, 2023. Well, yes, we love our Green Bay Packers. Mr. Zomer's playing the song there because according to reports now this morning, just to update.
Someone else might not love the Green Bay Packers anymore.
It appears that perhaps Aaron Rodgers has had his fill of the Packers. I don't know. We shall see. Let me pull this up very quickly. Some breaking news that I don't want to exaggerate it, but new news from Rob Demoski from ESPN, who follows the Packers, who reported last night that his sources were telling him the contingent of Jets team officials were scheduled to fly out yesterday and meet in person with Aaron Rodgers in California. Of course, that's where Rodgers is from. He has at least a home, I believe, in the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area, where he's originally from. I believe he also has a place in Los Angeles, where apparently they met yesterday. And he also has a place in Green Bay. So this is an update now from Rob Demoski from ESPN saying the Jets, the New York Jets plane, left Los Angeles last night at 11:26 Pacific Standard Time, landed back in New York City at 6:40 a.m. Eastern Time. And now we await the decision. So it appears that the deal has been offered. And, of course, we have to go back and let you know that in order for this to even happen, according to NFL league rules, the Packers had to sign off. Packers had to say, okay, Jets, go ahead. We're giving you permission to talk to the Rodgers.
I feel like if you're a star player, it's like, hey, I want to talk to this other team. If you say no, then he's just going to like play terribly.
Yeah.
Potentially.
But that's part of how it works. You protect the players. You don't want to have tampering interference. Of course, other teams like Miami and other teams recently have gotten in trouble for doing just that, for talking without following the rules. So there are specific rules in sports, college and professional, of how you can and cannot talk to players.
So yeah, it absolutely makes sense that they do have to sign off. I just mean I would be shocked if they didn't.
Oh, right. I mean, true. I mean, except for that, you know, if to me what this says is the Packers are ready to move on. Because to your point, Mr. Zomers, if the Packers just said, no, we think that our best chance is with Aaron Rodgers in 2023, they would have said no, right? I mean, if they thought that they really were going to get the best out of Rodgers and it was the best thing for the team, they would have said no. Remember, I think Pat Kreitler was talking about this morning. This is like the year anniversary of Rodgers signing a four-year deal, extension with the Packers, saying he was going to retire a Packer. So if the Packers really thought this was in their best interest, they would have said no, but they didn't. I think that they must feel that it's time to move on, and perhaps Aaron Rodgers has let them know that he wants to move on. And that's the worst situation, right? To force a player to stay with you who doesn't want to play for your team, that ain't no good at all. So it appears that there may be an amicable parting of ways between the Packers and Aaron Rodgers. The Jets have returned to New York. It's going to come down, as my old professor Jack O'Neill used to say, it's all going to come down to the money, the dollar sign. Are the Jets going to pony up enough to make Rodgers happy and make the Packers happy? That's all it is. Just money. And, you know, New York has a lot of money. So we'll see. We will see. We'll keep you updated. One of the great things about this show, about this program, is our listeners. And a couple of listeners texting in this morning. Number one, Mr. Zombers, they're absolutely thrilled that the Banana Phone song is back. Appreciate that. Always a good time.
Well, it's a crowd pleaser.
It is a crowd pleaser, the Banana Phone song. Also, a listener texting in and helping me out in terms of this cafe that I was referencing there before the break. I had lunch yesterday with my youngest godson, Jason, and his dad. And the name of the place is called Pat O'Malley's Jet Room. I knew it had Pat in it. But Pat O'Malley's Jet Room. It is the opposite side of the Dane County Regional Airport at Truax Field. And it's a little bit secretive because there's no big sign that says the name of this restaurant. It just says the Truax Hangar or Truax something or other. So you have to go in and you take a left. And there's a little sign that says Pat O'Malley's Jet Room. Now watch. The next time I try to go there, it's going to be packed. Everybody's coming here now. The room has good vibes. It's a good vibe room, and that's why I chose it. So check that out. We appreciate our listeners for joining us this morning. If you would like to be on the show, you're welcome to text in, or you can actually call in. We'll put you on the air. Area code 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Maybe you want to talk about our guest for the first hour, Stuart Stevens, his take on why the Republican Party was all a lie. Some good information there in the first hour. Maybe talking about hour number two, Tucker Carlson of Fox News. What's going on there? We'll take your calls on that. On Aaron Rodgers, take your call on that. Or maybe the topic we're going to dive into now, the national debt ceiling, the debt limit. Something we talked about weeks ago, and then it's kind of fallen off. Well, guess what? The clock is ticking. And this thing is going to have major consequences if it's not dealt with. Should the Republicans in the House of Representatives get serious about the national debt ceiling? Give us a call. 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Want to set this up for you a little bit, and then we will get into it. On this pattern, yesterday, on Tuesday, March 7th, the Senate Banking Subcommittee on Economic Policy, not one of those sexy committees. The Senate Banking Subcommittee on Economic Policy held a hearing on the national debt limit and consequences of a default. Senator Elizabeth Warren, remember her, ran for president, had a big stage for a while. Now, we haven't heard much about her lately. She is back, Democrat from Massachusetts, reminded her colleagues that the debt limit is the total amount of money the U.S. government can borrow to pay for spending that Congress has already committed to. That's a very important point. for people listening this morning, and quite frankly, for Republicans in Congress. Because the way that Republicans are trying to spin this to you is that, well, just typical Democrats, they want to spend more of your money. No. Let Toddy kind of lay it out. Let me put it down there where the chickens could get at it, in the words of Judge Weissman from Tennessee. What we're talking about is spending that has already been approved by a previous Congress. I think it was my colleague Matt Flynn on Matt Flynn Direct. Great show. Airs at 3 o'clock across the Civic Media Radio Network, with the exception of Bull Falls Radio, where the great Chad Holmes has the Chad Holmes Show from 2 until 4. On the rest of the network, it is Matt Flynn Direct. Great program as well. Matt Flynn has said this. What we're talking about here, it's like if you have a credit card and you go out and you spend money on it. Might buy a plane ticket. Might go Christmas shopping. Might take a vacation. Whatever it is. You go out and you put the money and you put it on your credit card. Then at the end of the month, your bill comes in. Right? Your bill comes in. And you look at it and you say, well, that was nice. I had a lot of fun on that trip. But, you know, I just don't think I'm going to pay for it. How long would you have that credit card? How soon would it be before the bill collectors come after you? If you put something on your credit card, you are legally obligated to pay for it. That's a great way to describe what's happening in Washington. What we're talking about here is money that has already been put on the national credit card, so to speak. It's money that has been approved by Congress and largely been spent. And so now we as a country have to pay off that obligation that we've already committed to. That's what we're talking about. Elizabeth Warren said, failing to raise the debt limit by early June, in other words, paying off that so-called national credit card debt, will cause a default, plunging our economy into crisis and pushing millions of Americans out of their jobs. Elizabeth Warren noted that House Republicans are using the threat of economic crisis to demand tax cuts for billionaires and giant corporations. That Republican plan would burden hardworking Americans with a massive new national sales tax or impose drastic cuts on Medicare, Social Security, and other government programs that support middle-class families. So again, an important point here. Republicans are trying to make this out as, oh my gosh, we've run out of money. And Democrats want to spend all this stuff. So if we're going to do that, we're going to include big tax cuts for billionaires and corporations. Because, you know, they're the job creators. We got to make sure they have more money in their pockets. They're also, of course, we talked about in this program, trying to put in a massive new sales tax, national sales tax. Also, you have people like Ron Johnson, U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, who are talking about ridiculous things such as cutting Medicare, Social Security, and other programs. U.S. Senator Rick Scott had a program that would sunset, i.e., in other words, get rid of Social Security and Medicare. Ron Johnson has proposed bringing Social Security and Medicare up for a vote every year on whether to fund it or not. And what they're doing, Republicans, they're putting these in as scare tactics, right? They're saying they're trying to use this very serious and legitimate issue of the national debt ceiling. It just amounts to paying off your credit card. It's a normal thing we've done for years and years and years under both Republican and Democratic Congresses and presidents. They're trying to create something that isn't true, a narrative that is a lie, in order to get you to believe that in order to pay for these things, we have to either make drastic cuts of Medicare or Social Security and or give billionaires and companies huge tax breaks. Elizabeth Warren said the strategy of House Republicans will cause a recession, resulting in the loss of between 1 and 2.6 million jobs. She's right. Elizabeth Warren, Senator, said that Kevin McCarthy, House Speaker, committed not to raise the debt ceiling without securing massive spending cuts and no tax increases in order to bribe extremist House Republicans into letting him be Speaker. You see how all this is connected? Things we talked about previously today on the show? The deals that Kevin McCarthy had to cut with the devil, i.e. Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, to become House Speaker. He's setting the country up for failure. Take your calls and more after this. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allbull Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Advice from Kenny Chesney, 1033 on the music dial. We appreciate you being with us on a Wednesday, the 8th of March, 2023. I listen to a lot of No Shoes Radio. I have Sirius XM in the truck, and I love it. Of course, you know, I'm usually listening to Civic Media, and I do actually listen to Civic Media quite a bit. I stream it, and you can stream it as well, by the way, if you go to your Civic Media News app. Radio Network app. If you just go to your smartphone, type in Civic Media in the search bar, Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll pop up. You can download it in less than a minute. It is free. That's what you call a deal, as Gail King likes to say. It's a deal. Civic Media, you open it up, you go to other stations, then you scroll down to WRCE, News from the Center. Click on that. Open it up, take Mr. Zomer's sign with you anytime, anywhere, Monday through Friday, 8 until 11. Great opportunity to listen to Civic Media. So anyway, yes, you can listen to us each and every day on the app. Also coming up at the top of the hour, you can listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Matt Nair. Looking at their web feed today, going to be talking about old TV shows. I love this. Old sitcom, like what kind of resonates in your mind? Just one of the topics. They have 3 hours just like us. One of the topics, old sitcoms and television shows. Should be a great show. Listen in at the top of the hour, As Goes Wisconsin.
We'll have to have a talk about that at some point too. Maybe bring on Phil Nee from Those Were the Days.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be a great topic to bring on Phil for. He is a trivia guru, especially in radio and television. And music. Those Are the Days, incidentally, can be also streamed on WRCO FM 100.9 on the Civic Media app every Saturday, 6 until midnight. Those Were the Days with Phil Nee on WRCO. Glad to have you back with us this morning in this final half hour, welcoming your phone calls. Area code 715-388-7155. Again, the number 715-388-7155. Question this hour, should the national debt be taken more seriously here, the debt ceiling, and should this be getting more attention? Should we be holding Republicans' feet to the fire a little bit more? Checking in on this story from yesterday, Elizabeth Warren talking at a hearing yesterday about the debt ceiling, making the point that if we don't raise the debt ceiling, it's going to cost us, the country, between 1 and 2.6 million jobs. Going to send us into a recession. And this is something that, I'm not going to say all, but many Republicans in Congress, I believe, want. Because they're looking towards the 2024 presidential election. And they know that right now, Donald Trump is the leading candidate to be the Republican nominee. Just is. They also know that Donald Trump lost to Joe Biden once and would likely, all things being equal, pretty good chance we'll lose to him again. The one thing that would give Trumpster a chance would be for the economy to go to hell in a handbasket. And how can Republicans help do that? By not raising the debt ceiling and throwing the country into a recession. Yes. Yes, there are Republicans in this country, not all, but many in leadership, that would rather see the country go into a recession and have you pay for it by the loss of your job than let Joe Biden win a second term. So picking this up from yesterday, Senator Elizabeth Warren said that Kevin McCarthy committed not to raise the debt ceiling without securing massive spending cuts and no tax increases in order to bribe extremist House Republicans into letting him be speaker. That's true. She said Congress would extend the debt ceiling immediately, or should rather extend the debt ceiling immediately as part of doing his job. The same way, and this is important, the same way the Republicans did not once, not twice, but three times while Donald J. Trump was president. Increasing the debt ceiling would not increase the deficit or cause any new spending. Let me say that again. By raising the debt ceiling, it would not increase the deficit or cause any new spending. This is a normal course of action for Congress to take. Republicans did it three times while Donald Trump was president. Again, what this is Congress, and it's, we can argue it's a convoluted way to do business. I get that. I'm just saying this is how it happens, whether we agree with it or not. Happens for both Republican Congresses and Democratic Congresses. Congress passes a budget and commits to spending X amount of dollars. They put it on, for lack of a better term, as Matt Flynn says, a credit card. Then the credit card bill comes due. And we have to pay it. It is money we've already voted on spending. The horse is out of the barn. It's over. It's done. The debate has been had. And now in order to pay off that national credit card debt, so to speak, we just have to say, okay, we're going to pay a bill that we've already committed to. So we're not increasing the national deficit or approving any new spending. This is simply paying for spending we've already committed to. Elizabeth Warren was blunt. The Republican strategy is about defeating Joe Biden in 2024 through massive cuts that fall almost entirely on middle-class families. Well, there you have it. Don't believe Todd. Believe Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's a heck of a lot smarter and more insightful than I am. That's what this is about. It's about taking Joe Biden down. And you know who's going to pay for that? You. And the people that you know. The people I know. Our friends and neighbors in Richland County, in Marathon County, in Owosso, in Barron County, in Amory, in Merrill, in Lone Rock, all those places. Because this isn't going to affect the billionaires, the people that own the big companies, the millionaires. Probably not even going to affect people making $500,000. It's going to affect people making less than $150,000 and even more people making less than $50,000 a year. That's who it's going to affect. And many of these Republicans are okay doing that. Because the only thing that matters to them is defeating Joe Biden and getting Trump back into power. The credit rating company Moody's, heard of them? Moody's, M-O-O-D-Y-S, has reported that even a brief period of default, even a brief one, would plunge our economy into a recession and cause the loss of millions of jobs. If the default period isn't brief, we'll see up to 7 million jobs lost. That's just if it's not brief. If it isn't brief, we're going to see up to 7 million jobs lost. If it is brief, maybe 1 or 2. But still, 1 or 2 million. Moody's also reports that if House Republicans get their massive cuts to middle-class programs, it will also mean recession with millions of people out of work. So if Republicans cut things such as Social Security and Medicare, Medicaid, also millions of people out of work. Elizabeth Warren listed a few of the areas to see massive cuts if House Republicans get their way. Things such as education, housing, child care, emergency responses to hurricanes and floods, food inspection, air traffic control, medical research, fighting counterfeiters and drug traffickers, delivering the mail, monitoring air pollution, inspecting sewage treatment, fighting wildfires, keeping highways and bridges repaired, and the list goes on. Elizabeth Warren is sounding the alarm. If Republicans in the House get their cuts, these are the things that are going to be most affected. Air traffic control. Have you been paying attention to the news lately? How many near misses we've had? Our flight control system is already overtaxed. Now Republicans want to cut that? And of course, the first tragedy we're going to have in air. You know who Republicans will blame? Not themselves. It'll be Pete Buttigieg's fault. The National Transportation Secretary. A rising star of the Democratic Party. Joe Biden. That's who they'll blame. When in reality, it will have been the Republicans who cut the funding. The Moody's report states that in the short term, such extreme cuts would drive the U.S. economy into a recession and force 2.6 million Americans out of their jobs. A decade from now, 10 years, we'd still be short a million jobs and 2.8% of gross domestic product as if our economy had stood still for a full year. Quote, I'll say it again. A debt ceiling breach is bad for our economy. But House Republican spending cuts are also a disaster, plunging our economy into a recession and putting more than 2.5 million people out of work, said Elizabeth Warren. Then, Elizabeth Warren ticked off a better economic strategy towards balanced budgets that does not crush middle-class families. Here's some ideas. And this is great, right? Because too often politicians criticize and say what's wrong. Here's something that Elizabeth Warren offered to do that is helpful. If you want to weigh in, by the way, give us a call. Mr. Aaron Zomers is waiting to take your phone calls. Area code 715-388-7155. Who's right and who's wrong? Is Elizabeth Warren right or House Republicans right? Area code 715-388-7155. Again, area code 715-388-7155. Here's what Elizabeth Warren says should be done. Repeal the Trump tax cuts for the wealthy and big corporations. Number two, tax giant multinationals on their hidden offshore profits. Number three, strengthen the billionaire corporate minimum tax. Number four, raise the tax on stock buybacks. And finally, make sure billionaires pay taxes on their growing piles of wealth. Now, do you see anything in there that says, oh, tax the job creator that makes $200,000 a year or even $500,000 in Wisconsin? No. Because, again, that's what Republicans try to do. They say, well, you're just trying to go after the people that are creating the jobs. What do you expect? No, we're talking about mega corporations like Twitter, like Elon Musk, like Tesla, like Exxon. Multinationals, billionaires. Because as we saw with Donald Trump, when the truth came out, Donald Trump, a couple of years, paying nothing. Actually, zero on taxes. Other years, it was, what, $700,000? Less than $1 million Donald Trump's paying in taxes. He is the kind of people that's getting away with it. Elizabeth Warren says, let's go after them. Not the folks making $35,000 a year living in Southwest Wisconsin. I'm Elizabeth Warren. I'll be back with you after this. Stay with us. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show. It is now 10:50. That is 10 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. On the top of the hour, it is As Goes Wisconsin with our friends Kristen Bry and Jane Matinere. I was on their show yesterday, briefly, and thank you, by the way, Mr. Aaron Zomers, for helping me get that set up. Aaron does a lot behind the scenes to keep not just this show, but many others going. I mean, he doesn't always get, and also Evan and other engineers don't always get the credit they so richly deserve. So thank you for keeping us on the air, Aaron.
Well, thanks. I don't do that much behind the scenes.
Yes, you do. It's like things I couldn't do.
People like Brian and Luke and Corey and all those guys.
Well, they do a lot. Well, you all do a lot. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. So I was on with Mr. Zomer's help. I was on the show, As Goes Wisconsin, yesterday, talking a little bit about this Supreme Court race and the fact there's only going to be one debate. And I said I'm fine with it because Judge Janet Protasiewicz is saying she only wants to really debate once. I said I'm fine with it. Again, maybe not the best civics, but there's no reason to expose yourself because as a judicial candidate, you really can't give much of an opinion in a debate. It's very different than running for a state legislature, governor, U.S. senator, things like that. And Jane Matinere from As Goes Wisconsin, said she agreed to disagree with me. She thinks that more debates are good for the public, good exposure. She likes, and I respect that. And again, I don't disagree with Jane that it's better for the public, it's better civics, it's better public policy, more debates. I'm just being very political. I want to win. I want Judge Janet to win. Or still the political game, if I was advising Judge Janet Protasiewicz, I would say, yes, you're right. Don't do more than one because all you're going to expose yourself to is hours and hours of Dan Kelly trying to get you to say things or exaggerate or misrepresent what you said. I mean, they didn't do it. There was one forum in the primary, which Judge Janet was honest. And she said she believes that the gerrymandered political maps are rigged. And she's right, they are. She was honest. She's also said that she supports women's health and having women to have access to health care, including abortions in case of rape and incest, which is not allowed under Wisconsin current law. So I believe that if she has more debates, you're just going to get more of this Dan Kelly, you know, on and on, trying to get her to say things they can take out of context in an ad. And by the way, Dan Kelly is the dude who took over $100,000 in Republican money to advise in 2020 the fake set of electors in Wisconsin, Republicans, who came up with a fake set of electors illegally and tried to pass it on to Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, they wanted Johnson to give this fake set of electors to Vice President Pence and open that up at the Electoral College to steal your vote. That's the kind of guy Dan Kelly is. So it's a pretty clear choice. One judge, one candidate, Judge Janet Protasiewicz, is in support of democracy, has been a stellar judge, and will uphold democracy and not be an activist judge, but apply the law equally and fairly as it's written. That's Janet Protasiewicz. The other candidate, Dan Kelly, is a crook. Took over $100,000 of your taxpayer money. You say, well, Todd, how can you say he's a crook? Because you know what he tried to steal? Your vote. Our vote. democracy in Wisconsin. It has been proven by both Republicans, Democrats, independents, journalists from all sides that Joe Biden won the 2020 election, not just across the country, but in Wisconsin. And you know who's backed that up and says that repeatedly? Republican former Speaker of the House and Wisconsinite Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan has said continually, Joe Biden won the election, Donald Trump lost the election. Unequivocal. You cannot disprove that. It's been proven that the 2020 election was won by Joe Biden. And Dan Kelly, along with a cabal of other nuts, attempted to steal our democracy and our vote in Wisconsin. Is that the kind of person that we want on the Supreme Court? Is that the kind of person that you want on the Supreme Court? If it is, if you want a crook, vote for Dan Kelly. If you want somebody who is against democracy, who will be an activist judge and actively do what the Republicans in the legislature want him to do, lock, stock, and barrel, vote for Dan Kelly. But if you want someone who's actually going to support democracy and do the right thing, then vote for Judge Janet Protasiewicz. That's another reason that I just don't think we need a bunch of debates. The choice is as simple as that. That's where it all comes down to, folks. So anyway, I was on Ed Goes Wisconsin yesterday, and we had this debate. It was a lot of fun. It was all kinds of fun. And I appreciate Kristen and Jane for having me on. And hopefully we can do it again soon, and hopefully we can have them on our show as well. It's a little bit more difficult because there's another show that plays down in Waukesha, Earl Ingram's show, at the same time as ours, so we can't use that studio. But hopefully we can figure it out. So Jane and Kristen are coming up next. Kristen and Jane and Kristen, As Goes Wisconsin at 11 o'clock. All kinds of great information. One of the segments is going to be on old TV sitcoms. I'm looking forward to this. Going to enjoy talking about it. Just to button up our topic this hour from Elizabeth Warren talking about the national debt ceiling. Elizabeth Warren said the choice is simple. We could cave into Republican blackmail and wreck our economy and badly hurt working class America, or raise trillions of dollars in new revenue without touching the middle class families. She said, quote, our choice could not be simpler. Elizabeth Warren is right. There's clearly a bright line. We heard that in the first hour with Stuart Stevens. If you missed it, go back and listen to the podcast. Civicmedia.us or The All Ball Show, wherever you get your podcast from. We thank Stuart Stevens of The Lincoln Project, author of It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump. It's a great book. It's an easy read. It can be a depressing read, but it's a very educational read. It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump. Stuart Stevens, get it wherever you get your books. It is a great one. We thank him for being with us today. Also thank Mr. Aaron Zommers, as always. And of course, we thank you for listening. We could not do it without you. We appreciate your support so very much. Stay tuned for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen and Jane next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We appreciate you. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Until tomorrow, remember, whatever you believe, keep doing it. Keep doing it, and keep banging on your drum. Keep banging on.